Good morning. Has it not been a beautiful fall? It's November and 70 degrees, so we'll savor that. What a text before us this morning and chapter this is. If you were here or not first semester, I thought a good place to begin this morning was to remember where we have been. Because we learned first semester who wrote the book of Genesis. I heard it. Moses. Moses wrote the book of Genesis during the 40 years Israel was wandering in the wilderness after their deliverance from bondage in Egypt. Moses was readying God's people to enter the promised land, not under his leadership, long story, but under Joshua's leadership. Now, this land was inhabited by enemies. It was a land full of opposition. It was a land riddled with pagan worship. So Moses knew that taking possession would not be easy. There would be fierce battles, ups and downs, triumphs and defeats. So he wanted his beloved brothers and sisters to remember the very real events that had gotten them to this point. Moses wanted them to remember their roots. Who made them? Who loved them? And to whom they belonged? As they awaited possession of the promised land, Moses wanted his readers to remember who God is, and that come what may, God would be faithful to his promise to redeem and bless his people. And here is the amazing thing. Genesis was written by Moses approximately 3,500 years ago. But these God-breathed words can and will still breathe life into us today.